Number 9, the results of being filled with the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 5, 18 to 25. Praying always was, and be not drunk with wine, and wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and make melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Let's open in prayer first here now. Father, we thank you for this time to come to study your word and, Father, and learn more about being filled and staying filled with your Holy Spirit. Father, we lift up our missionaries and all, Father, that plant in your churches as they share your gospel on how to come to know you, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. That the Lord has commanded every Christian to be filled, and that means that it is a continuing action. Christians should continue to be filled. The filling of the Holy Spirit means a Christian will be under the control of the Holy Spirit. A Christian will be a completely different person, and a Christian will attempt and accomplish things he never would have done before. A spirit-filled Christian will live a victorious Christian life. Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. They will be speaking to themselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The words themselves, the plural, means to each other. Not about sports. They will be singing and making melody in their hearts to the Lord. In doing so, they will be worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. This is only possible when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they worship him. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. We can only truly worship him in spirit and in truth. And then a spirit-filled Christian will give thanks always for all things. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Colossians 3:17, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then a spirit-filled Christian will give thanks to God even in the midst of a storm. Paul had been on board a ship for 14 days in the midst of a terrible storm, Acts 27:35. And when he had thus spoken, he had took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. This is based on Romans 8:28. And when we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And then a spirit-filled Christian will be a submitting Christian. Ephesians 5:21. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Notice that verse 18 through 21 are all one complete sentence. They are tied together in thought and application. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. This speaks of one Christian to another Christian. And the Apostle Peter taught this, 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Obeying God's command in Ephesians 5:18 will maintain continued unity in the church. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Being a Spirit-filled Christian will live a happy and successful marriage, Ephesians 22 to 25. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto your Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The three basic commandments Christ gave to Christians. God has commanded every Christian everywhere to serve. God has commanded every Christian everywhere to pray. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Verse 16 says, since one rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of Christ in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that the epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. In 1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. And in Luke 5:17, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he were teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord were present to heal them. Amen. The Holy Spirit will give you power in your prayer life. Amen. Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Apart from the Word of God, none of us knows for sure what we to pray for. The Holy Spirit makes intercession according to the will of God. This makes the prayer of a Spirit-filled Christian powerful. And God has commanded every Christian everywhere to study. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. And then the Holy Spirit gives you light to understand the Word of God. John 16:13. Amen. Now be it, when the Spirit of Christ is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. The Holy Spirit helps you to be approved of God. The Holy Spirit helps you to be a workman that needeth not be ashamed. And the Holy Spirit helps you to rightly divide the word of truth. And the Holy Spirit helps you to glorify Jesus Christ. In Acts 1:8, God has commanded every Christian everywhere to witness. Amen. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, unto the utmost part of the earth. He promised we would receive power after the Holy Spirit had come upon us. He then said, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. But obeying God's command, as noted in Ephesians, every Christian has that power. Yeah. Let me be witnesses both in Memphis, Tennessee, the United States, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And in Acts 2:4, the early disciples were filled with the Spirit. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That same day, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, preached. Acts 2:14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. And the results were about 5,000 people were saved. Acts 4:4. Howbeit of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. A short time later, Peter and John preached the gospel to the Sanhedrin. Acts 4:5-12. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Ananias the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, and unto them, ye rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deeds done to impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him do this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of ye builders, which hath become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other name, in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Peter was filled with the Spirit. They were commanded by the Sanhedrin not to preach in Jesus' name. In 4:18, and they called them and commanded them not to speak all, nor teach in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter and John returned to their own company, Acts 4:23, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And after hearing the report from Peter and John, the group prayed. Verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. The place was shaken where they assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And if God did that for them, we serve the same God, God would do it for us. If we obey the command in Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Joshua asked this question, choose this day if you serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. And the people if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether gods, which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. At the judgment seat of Christ, we will give an account if we obey or did not obey the commandment to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Obey or did not obey the commandment to pray. Obey or did not obey the commandment to study. Obey or did not obey the commandment to witness. The benefits of being filled with the Holy Spirit. The filling of the Holy Spirit equipped the saints for persecution, suffering, and sacrifice. Of seven men, Stephen was the first man named to be a deacon. Acts 6:5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Parosh, and Thakor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. It is stated that the man, that he was a man full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. It is recorded that Stephen had power, did great wonders and miracles, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. And recorded Stephen before the council and high priest, 754. When they had heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on them with their teeth. Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly. Stephen was stoned and became the first martyr, 56-60. But being filled with the Holy Spirit Ghost, looked up steadfastly unto heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes as a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen passed into heaven and prayed for those who were stoning him. And see what Paul stated about affliction and suffering. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. Back up to 14 there. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus raised up us on by Jesus and shall present to you for all things for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet for our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which we are seen, which is seen, which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And like you got a set of scales, we put all our light afflictions on one side and God's eternal on the other. Ours will never outweigh His. In Romans 8:29, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. He conforms us to the likeness of Christ as we study God's Word. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Any question? You want to close in prayer, Pastor?
Father, we thank You for this lesson. Lord, help us to look and see the benefits of being filled with the Spirit. Father, I just pray You bless and help us remember the Scriptures. Remind us of them throughout the day and long mornings and as we walk through our lives. Lord, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. We need to just be willing to allow You to fill us. We need to desire it. So Lord, so many things in this world we desire more than to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, help us to see and desire it as we ought to. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.